Welcome to This Is How We Create, a show that digs deeper into the creative life of contemporary artists of color. Discover what feeds their creativity and how they found or are finding their artistic voice. Through these intimate and candid conversations, you'll gain insights into the lives of creative professionals of color that are hard to find anywhere else. Welcome back to This Is How We Create. My name is Martine Severin. I am your host. Today, we are going to be talking about how to create a personal strategic plan. And what is a strategic plan, you're asking? Well, let's first start with a few questions. Do you ever think about what your life would be like in 5 years or even in 3 years? Sometimes, do you find yourself feeling lost in a sea of big dreams and grand plans for the future? Do you find yourself jotting notes down here and there with ideas for a new project, but you're unsure how to make them a reality? And what if you learned a system to create a personal strategic plan, a plan that would help you identify and create an action plan to achieve your dreams? In this episode, I'm happy to share a workshop that I created for American Photographic Artists, the Chicago chapter. I take the members of APA Chicago through a lighthearted exercise to help them craft a strategic plan for the next 5 years. And in this 1.5 hour session, we explored ways to turn big ideas, big inspirations, big aspirations into actionable steps. If all of that seems, what? Like a lot and undoable? Well, I'd love to share with you some of the things I cover in this workshop. So we talk about the importance of creating a roadmap and embracing the journey to your destination. We talk about SMART goals, that's S-M-A-R-T goals, and how to use them to advance your career. I share tools and techniques for staying on the path that you've created, or at least the vision that you have for yourself. In episode 43 of the podcast, we go over, or at least I went over, how to create a quarterly review. In some ways, this is the precursor to that episode, so sit back, relax, and take notes. Be sure to have a notebook. You'll need a notebook for this exercise, and you'll need some time to really listen, pause, to be able to do some of the exercises that I'm going to take you through. All right, I'll see you on the other side. Enjoy.
Welcome to APA Chicago, our first event of 2023. I am Rose Kaz. Our presenter tonight, Martine Severin, is also a board member, and she is the chair of the APA Diversity Committee. So we are going to be serving up some really great programming for y'all tonight and in the year ahead. So if you are not yet a member of APA, I definitely encourage you all to join on up. Lots of good perks, which we'll talk about at some point. Definitely grab a pen. You're going to want some paper. I would say maybe some water, tea, a little spirited libation, if that gets you in the mood for being strategic. The goal of tonight is that we're going to really get into some nitty gritty on what you want to be, you know, creating, what your goals are, and how to really accomplish that. Martine Severin is a lifestyle and advertising photographer. She is based in Chicago and Los Angeles, with Chicago being her primary hub. Before her photography career, Martine worked as a program manager at Harvard University, where she obtained a certificate in strategic planning. So she knows a thing or two about this, y'all, from Harvard's Extension School. She loves creating strategic plans. Her vibrant style, imbued by a love of color and diversity, has shaped her Haitian roots and her passion for celebrating inclusivity through the use of non-Western narratives. Woohoo! Also worth noting is, I already mentioned it, but I will say it again, that Martine is the chair of the APA Diversity Committee, and she also sits on the Chicago board of APA. So this lady is busy. I'm going to go ahead and tuck myself into the audience and pass the mic to you, Martine. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Rose. Wow, it is so good to see all of you. I have butterflies in my stomach, but we're going to talk about feelings as we go through this this strategic plans, butterflies in the stomach, it's a really good thing. I can interpret it as being kind of nervous, or maybe it's excitement. I'm going to go with excitement. Thank you so much, APA Chicago, for inviting me to give this talk. I think it's kind of crazy to be presenting to you something that I've always felt made me feel kind of nerdy. We do strategic planning as a family, and my 10-year-old does a strategic plan. It's so crazy, but once you learn how to do it and you realize how wonderful and how easy it is to actually achieve your dreams, you'll never stop. So a strategic plan, as you know, is usually reserved for businesses. It's businesses and organizations that actually use a strategic plan so that they can get whatever it is that they are aiming to accomplish, get that thing done. But you're here because you want to actualize something a little different for your life. You want to imagine a future, and dare I say, a wilder than you could have imagined future. And while strategy is usually reserved for businesses and it dictates what a business does, why a business does what they do and how they do and execute what they do, we're going to learn how to do all of that and tweak it a little bit so that we can apply it to our own personal lives. You need a notebook and you need a pen, a pencil, or something. You need something to write with. A lot of the things that we're going to do, we want to embed it up here into our brain, and we kind of want to change what our mind and our brain automatically wants to do. So there's a little bit of neuroscience behind some of the things that we're going to do. So it's really important that you have something to write with, because it helps with getting all of this into your body and into your subconscious. We're going to talk about making the improbable possible, and making the impossible doable. And we're going to chat about making dreams become a reality. So before I do all of that, I grew up in Haiti, and this globe right here is, for me, I remember the first time I saw a globe. Now, you have to understand that Haiti is all the way down here. It's a tiny little island of about 8 million people, and it's pretty homogeneous, mostly Black people, Black Haitians. And when I grew up, I didn't know snow. I didn't know a lot of things, but what I did know was that my little area where we lived in Port-au-Prince was the belly button of the world. Surely there was nothing else outside of where we lived. But my father would have a globe on his desk. And on his desk was this, you know, the globe that has a stand and then you could like make it go, turn it round and round. And being a kid, I used to hold on to the base and make it go as fast as I could. And one day I was doing exactly that, and he comes over. And so my father was a tailor, and he would always wear white shirts, white pants. And it makes sense because in Haiti, it is very, very hot. And white reflects all of that heat and all of that sunlight. And so he comes over and he kneels down and he's like, "Martine, what are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I love this ball. Why? I like the way it spins." And he's like, "Well, this isn't the ball, it's a globe." And I was like, "What's a globe?" And he explained very clearly, "Well, this is a representation of what our world looks like." And obviously, I just said that I thought our little neighborhood was the belly button of the world. So my mind was blown automatically. But he took his finger and he went, "Well, this is where we live in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince." So he went north, he went all the way up. And then he went all the way, he took his finger and brought it over to where Florida would be, where Florida actually is. And he said, "Well, we have family and we have friends who are here in Miami." And I was like, and then he went all the way up to where the little nub where Massachusetts juts out. And he was like, "That's where your mom is." And I thought, oh my goodness, there is a world. Look at all of these places. And it would be that eventually we would move to the US. But before we moved to the US, I remember saying, "Gosh, one day I want to see this whole globe. I want to see all of it." And I would get to do that because we would move to the US. I'd live all around the world. and have a lot of fun and have more adventures yet to take. But this is just a small example in terms of what you imagine the world to be ends up being much bigger than what you could possibly have ever imagined. And so here I am over here. I think this was my first prosumer camera that I had. And this is me graduating from Harvard University and then me here. So there's obviously a progression with the hair. It's changed over time. The smile, the glasses have changed over time. And I find that it's really important to think about, to remember that the life that we're living now, the goodness, all the things that we have now, we have to remember that when we were smaller, little, 5 years ago, when we were in high school, you go back however far you want to go back, you could never have possibly imagined this goodness that now is yours. And so today, in this 1.5 hours that we have together, we're going to be dreamcasting. We are going to be casting our dreams into the future, specifically to 2028, 5 years into the future. And during this 1.5 hours that we have together, we'll kind of explore ways to turn your aspirations, your goals into actionable steps. And we'll do that by drawing a roadmap, several exercises. We'll be having you go into breakout rooms where you'll talk to each other. We're going to do a little bit of learn more about neuroscience and might even do a bit of meditation if the time permits. But all in all, my goal is that you'll learn a lot of the skills and all the tools that are necessary so that you can go out and make your goals and create actions and then create systems to make it all happen. When I used to be at Harvard, I managed to found my this certificate that I got for the fundamentals of strategy while I was getting ready to go to the passport, to the post office today to renew my passport. And what I do remember is that these things are usually reserved, a strategy is reserved for organizations. And technically, you usually spend 2 to 3 days on creating an action plan, and creating a strategy. We're going to try to do this in 1.5 hours. But before we go, one of the things that's important to talk about is taking stock of where you are, right? Because wherever, let's say you decide to go on a trip, and you want to go to New York, you have to figure out how to get to New York. And to be able to get to New York, you have to figure out where you are, right? So from where you are, how are you going to get to your final destination? And I sent an email to those of you who signed up ahead of time. And in that email, I sent you a document, but it was a document on how to gain clarity before doing a strategic plan. When we talk about dreams, ambitions, goals, your wants, your desires, your imagination, you have to think about like where those dreams come from and how to make it real. You know, once upon a time, and some of us may remember this, there was a president who wanted to send a man to the moon. At the time, the United States had never sent, or anyone really in the world, no country had ever sent a person to the moon. But they managed to do that. At a time, Picasso was nothing more but a pastoral artist. He painted beautiful, beautiful paintings of pastoral scenes. We had Toni Morrison, who was a professor, and eventually she was a book editor before she had the dream of becoming a novelist. But before we do all of that, before we start dreaming big, one of the things that's really important is to understand our emotions. Because here, and it's a weird place to start, you would think we would just jump into exercises, but this part is really important because when you want it all and you want things to happen, what you'll begin to feel is a little bit of resistance. You know, I mentioned earlier that I had like butterflies in my stomach because I was a little bit nervous. But, you know, was I nervous or was I excited? I chose excitement. But when we start thinking about making change, our brain up here does not like change. Our brain likes habits. And when we want to do something different that we used to do, and this is where planning for doing a strategic plan for an organization versus a personal person comes, a personal strategic plan comes in, is a little bit different, mainly because we're living, we're beings, we don't have several people who are creating an action plan and acting on our behalf. It's us who normally, and particularly as artists, we drive what we do. And when we want to make change, our brain will say, oh no, I'm uncomfortable with that. I don't like that. We get a little bit squirmy. We just don't want to do it. And it's important to really think about the emotions that you're feeling, because it's likely that you'll be mainly in this area right here. So you'll be in the red, which is the base emotion is anger. So it might be that you feel a little bit of stress. You might be over here in the fear. You might feel a little nervous. You might feel annoyed, withdrawn, distant. And the reason for that is because when our brain senses that we are doing things out of the norm, what happens when we start doing things that are new? Some people automatically are like really excited and they just want to go for it. Other people they get stressed. And the reason why they start feeling stressed is because when you're doing something new and it makes you really uncomfortable, blood leaves your prefrontal cortex, which is usually here. And that's the area of our brain where we do our thinking, we strategize, and we use that area of our brain to set goals. When all of that blood leaves, we are in fight or flight mode. And when we're in flight or fight mode, we're not really great with making decisions. We chicken out. We're like, no, maybe I won't. So you start thinking, will I be okay? Will I be all right? Why is this crazy yet stunning Black woman telling me I need to change, even if I do need to change? But I got you. It's okay. We're going to learn a few skills to help you cope when that starts happening, because your autonomic nervous system gets in that fight or flight. It gets in that fight or flight mode, and your brain thinks there is danger, even though, like, I'm looking around, this is an office. There is no lion in the savannah, you know, there's nothing that's going to happen to me. But in order for us to think about how to move forward when we're heading into making huge, we're coming up with huge, big, audacious goals, what we have to think about is how to engage our vagus nerve. And to do that, that nerve will send a message to your brain that says everything is okay. So one simple way to do that is through our breathing, to take really deep breaths. So we're going to do just 3 deep breaths right here. And we're going to put our hands, let me see them hands. You're going to put them on your belly. You're going to put your hands on your belly, and you're going to, I say this to the little kids whenever I hang out with them, you're going to push out your stomach. When you do a deep breath, you're going to push from your stomach. You're going to expand, like your stomach's going to expand like a balloon. And we're just going to take 3 deep breaths. Okay. We're going to go. We'll do the first one. Our hands are on our belly. First deep breath in. And then out. We're going to do that again. And when you're breathing out, you really need to breathe out, all right? I wanna hear it. Ready? Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And out. Gosh, I feel better already. So just that little something is going to help you calm down, right? So another way, which is a really funny way to help really slow down our breathing and to tell our or nervous system that all is okay is to yawn, which sounds really silly, but it does engage your vagus nerve. So when you do a yawn, it's going to be a big yawn. You're going to roll the R's. Yawns are, they're contagious, as we all know. You know, you'll see dogs yawn or animals yawn around with each other, but it is a mechanism that will help you slow down and keep you from going wild with excitement or being too nervous. So we're going to do a big yawn, all of us, and it's going to be. So yawn's not only good because we're taking breath in, but it also really does a great job with calming down that vagus nerve. So at this point, and it sounds like we're spending a lot of time on this emotion thing, but it's the most important part, because if you don't feel engaged to move forward, you're not going to move forward. You're not going to take action. So we're going to go into our first breakout group. And in this breakout group, if you could please, to the other folks in the room, in the breakout group, what you will say to yourself out loud when you feel emotions of being freaked out. Because I'm going to ask you in the next few minutes to dream really big, and some of you are going to freak out. So I want you to just go in, tell another person in your breakout room what you're going to do when you feel your body is freaking out. And what you want to say is, my body's freaking out, but it's okay. I know how to calm my vagus nerve. I know how to turn things around. All right. So go ahead. And we'll go into the first breakout room. The next thing we're going to talk about is how to set the goals that you want to set. Well, 2028.
So we've only been 2 minutes in. So let's just pass around the mic real quick. Martine, if you'll do the ask one more time. I know Alex.
So when you start getting freaked out, a really important thing to do is to just speak out what's happening. And you could say something like, I am feeling really anxious, but that's only because I'm daring to dream big. And I think once you say it out, research show that it just has less of a hold on you. So you can go, maybe, Rose.
Well, you know, what you said has special relevance in my life, because my son has Asperger's, and we look into, we've looked a lot at the behavior of people, and they have some, they get into defense mode, basically, which is very similar to what you're talking about, the whole vagus nerve and everything. And when that happens, it's just an extreme example of what you're talking about, which is it just shuts people down completely. They're overtaken by the fight or flight response. So they're incapable of initiating things, right? And incapable of really being able to get beyond their comfort zone. So, I mean.
Yeah, it's so true. Doing this, a one-on-one strategic plan with someone. And I'm so bummed that we didn't do it in person, because they were so frazzled. And we went over all of the emotional aspects. Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. I was just saying that I was doing a personal strategic plan with someone, and it was a one-on-one strategic planning session. And the person was so distracted. They just couldn't sit still. But not because they couldn't sit still, but because they just were really, they couldn't focus. They couldn't, the whole thought about imagining the best for themselves was really overwhelming. And there are times where we don't always believe that we can be happy or have it all. And sometimes, obviously, that takes a lot more work than the session that we're having. But it's really important to start thinking about, okay, how your emotions are coming in. And if you can just calm down and self-soothe in one way or another, then you can, it's a nice little trick. All right, so everyone, before doing an exercise like this, it's really great to take stock and think about where you're coming from. It's really good to think about where you are before planning. But since we have a limited amount of time, I would encourage you to go ahead and download the Gaining Clarity PDF. That way you can do the exercise once this is over, and then you go backwards to review some of your ghost system that we're going to do later on today. So we're heading into another exercise. And at this time, please have your notebooks ready. We're going to write. So this exercise is really, really simple. We are going to think about 2028, and we're simply going to take 7 minutes to write a list of things that we would like to accomplish by 2028. That is all that you have to do. Just go ahead. I'll put my timer on. And we're simply going to take time to write down what we want to accomplish by 2028. Oh, we're feeling good. Did we have a long list, a short list of things that we want to accomplish by 2028? Rose says she has a long list. Paul Berg says that they have a medium one. Grace says that, and Patty says she has way too many things. Okay, way too many things is actually really, really good. And the question you need to ask yourself, did you write too few things? And sometimes that happens as well. You want to write as much as you possibly can write, because the next thing that we are doing is we're going to look at some of the themes that you are seeing among what you've written. What do I mean by themes? Let's say that through what you wrote down, you might have written, I want to send out more newsletters to my audience or to my list. Or you could say, I want to post more on LinkedIn because I heard that that's where everyone is really getting jobs these days. Oh, I want to set up more and more meetings with buyers and with producers. Technically, all of those things are marketing. So as you're looking at your list, let's look and let's create themes around our list. Okay, so we're going to take just 5 minutes for you to just think about, based on the things that you've written down, how can you group them? So we're going to go ahead and group some of the items on your list. All right. It looks like most of you are done. So this next phase is really fun. What I would love for you to do at this point, go to a new page in your notebook. We've thought about obliquely about 2028, and now this exercise will help you place yourself in 2028. If you are comfortable, I'd love for you to close your eyes. If you are uncomfortable closing your eyes, you could just stop your video and listen to my soothing voice. I want you to imagine that it is December 2028. You are in a car and you are driving. Look around you. What do you see? What does the road look like? You pull up to a house. You open the car door and you step out. As you walk, you could hear the crunch of your feet on the ground. You get to this house, this beautiful house, a house that you've always dreamt of owning one day, and you knock on the door. As you're waiting, you can hear footsteps walking towards the door. The door opens, and the person who opens the door smiles very widely and pulls you into a warm hug. When you pull apart, you realize that it is future you. Oh my goodness, do you look good? Future you looks so good. Future you invites you to sit down. You have a drink. And at this point, future you says, I knew you would come. I've been waiting for this day. And now you ask the question you've been wanting to ask. You ask the question, how did they do all that they did? But more specifically, what are the three things, the three important things that they did to accomplish all that they have in 2028? So at this point, if you could please open your eyes. And we're going to take just a few minutes for you to write down what those three things are. So go ahead and write those three things, please. I'll give you just a few minutes. So as a reminder, everyone, you're writing about the three things your future self did to accomplish your goals. So we started out by thinking very broadly about 2028 and wrote all of our goals that we had for 2028. We then went and grouped our goals into themes. And now, out of all that we have, we're picking three things. What are the three things that your future self accomplished, you know, to kick butt and to really have the success or to have whatever it is that you imagine having in the future? All right. So we're going to come back now. So you've written down your three goals. And at this point, we're going to start thinking about how we set ourselves up for success, mainly by creating a system to really help our dreams come true, to start talking about how we measure success, as well as the tools that we could potentially use to measure success. Now comes all the fun, certainly the figuring out your objectives and figuring out what your goals are is a really huge part of strategic planning. So I'm glad that you did the first part.
Hi, I'm jumping in to talk and to define what a goal is. A goal is simply an end towards which you make strides. A long-term goal is one that's going to take you years to accomplish. In this context, the goal will be aligned to your personal values and your long-term vision. The goal should contribute to your overall well-being and your personal growth. A goal should be specific, measurable, and thus enable you to track your progress and assess success. Your goal should have a clear deadline or time frame, which will add a sense of urgency to help you stay focused. For example, let's say you want to increase your income. You might say that in 5 years, you want to increase your income by 10x. Or you might say, by next year, I will have applied to a graduate program and I will then go to graduate school the following year to complete my program in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whichever. You could also have a goal that is very broad. Let's say finding a cure for cancer or sending a person to the moon. When doing a strategic plan, your goal should be big enough that you can make strides toward it every day or every week, every month. If you find that your goal can be achieved in a few days or a few months, you have to ask yourself if your goal is a long-term one or a short-term one. Is your goal part of a larger theme of tasks and goals? And as you see in this specific situation, this person talks about finding an agent, but perhaps for them, finding an agent is part of a larger set of goals rather than it being just one overarching goal. As you listen to this episode, I forgot to mention this earlier, but as you listen, I referenced several handouts that I created for this talk. The download links for these handouts are in the show notes for this episode. All right, let's get back to the workshop.
Before we proceed, do we have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Like, I'm a little confused about the goal we were supposed to write down. It was like the how we're supposed to get here goal, but I don't think like my goal, like long-term goal should be like find the helpers. Like that's like how I got there in my mind, but like, I don't think that's like a 5-year goal. So does that make sense? I'm not sure.
So everyone is going to have different 5-year goals, and usually 5-year goals are things that you cannot accomplish in very, very easily. So it could be that, as an example, and we're going to have lots of different examples as we go on, you can, why don't we do that? Why don't we workshop it? Is anybody, are we okay with that? So Tracy, right?
Yeah, and I might be the only person who needs this. I don't know. So don't do it just for me, okay?
No, it's all good, Tracy. So Tracy, when you think about 5 years from now, what are some big things that you would like to accomplish? And usually the things that we think about accomplishing tend to fall in different categories. They can fall under our mind, body, work, relationships, and spirituality. And the goals that we have, we can have sub goals for each of those different buckets. So there are some people I'm sure here who are writing about their goals as it relates to their creativity and to their freelance business and to their photography business, considering that APA is an association for professional photographers. But it could be some of your goals are different, that you could be, you know, having goals that focus on something else. Do you want to share what some of your goals are?
I can share, but here's the thing. Like, I didn't understand your last exercise at all. So that's where I was confused. Like, I felt that the question was, oh, well, how did future you get here? What system did they use to accomplish it? And that's what I thought it was. But then you're like, oh, these are your three goals. And it's like, there's no way this is my three goals, because like hiring a consultant is not necessarily a goal, or just finding like people to talk to. That's not a goal in my mind. You know, that's not at all what I was writing on the other list. So I'm just, like I said, I was just a little confused, maybe by the language, because I'm a very visual learner and not an auditory learner.
I'm happy to chat with you individually, but does anybody actually want to share what some of their goals are so that we could have a good idea of what some goals people came up with?
Hey, Martine.
Yes.
It was interesting. I just sent a note out to the gang, but I'm finding it interesting because I really love the exercise of kind of like practicing putting out 7, which I, of course, came out with like 11 or 12. but they fell into buckets, which I really liked. And the buckets being the themes, I think, was one of the most interesting aspects of what you've discussed thus far, which for me were sort of 4 areas. I'm probably a little bit further in life than some of those attending. So you know, it's different in that regard, but I found it interesting to, I kind of didn't want to reduce it to 3, but rather to think in terms of a goal per bucket that was significance to me. So right. I'm sure for each person, this kind of, gets refined a bit specific to them.
Sounds good, because what we're going to go through is everyone is going to have different goals, and some of them are going to, as we're going to find out, are going to be short-term goals, and some of them are going to be long-term goals, and some might not be goals at all. They might just be a tactic, but we're going to get to that. And it could be that finding, for example, with Tracy, with finding a consultant, that we can unravel that a little bit more to figure out what is at the root of that, to find what it is that a person is looking for. This is tricky because we're doing this at such a high level where we normally, for the dreaming part, even when we did it with APA, we spent at least an hour and a half on just the dreaming part. So we're going super, super fast. But this could also be that, you know, this shouldn't be an hour and a half. It should be a much longer program.
Well, and shout out to us coming back 3 more times this year on that, right? On that note, because these, I think, as we talk, Martine, like these are sort of the foundational structure points that we will continue to check in on. Yeah. But you're right, like super high level stuff.
This is really high level. Yeah. So let's go forward. And then Tracy, maybe we can chat on, and then we can just talk through some of your goals and, you know, untangle some of them as well to see what the nugget, what it is. But we're going to get to more of that just now. Okay, so we've all written our 3 goals, right? More or less, we have an idea of some of the things that we want to accomplish by 2028. So let's talk about goals in general. So all of us, we have a lot of different goals. And the question is, how do we measure those goals? So it could be that we normally in the business world, there are SMART goals. It's a way of measuring your goal to know that, you know, that is your goal specific enough? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it relevant to your life and what you need now? And is it actually timely? Is your goal actually timely to what you want to accomplish? So we'll take a very vague goal as I want to lose weight. So this could be anybody who wants to lose weight. And then the question is, if you're thinking about using the SMART goal metric to kind of give some structure to your goals, you could say, what do you want to lose weight? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to lose weight. But specifically, that's really kind of like too wide. You know, you kind of need to be more specific. So it could be that, you know, somebody might say, I want to lose 25 pounds or 100 pounds. Is it measurable? Like, how will you actually be able to tell that you've lost 100 pounds? How will you track your progress? Is it that you will, you know, get on the scale that to see that you've lost weight? Is it that you will change the way that you eat? And is it attainable? How will you do it? And it could be that you're going to change the way that you eat. You're going to change your diet, and you're also going to work out more. Is the goal relevant? How is it relevant to your life right now? And it could be that, wow, I gained 50, 20, 100 pounds during the pandemic. And now is the time to kind of shift back and focus on my health. And so this is why I want to lose, say, 100 pounds. But when do you want to do it? How long is it going to take you to do it? And it could be that you say, oh gosh, today is, we're in January, and I want to be able to do this by this time next January. By this time next January, by January 31st next year, this is when I want to actually get this thing done and lose the weight. So it's when we start thinking about goals and we want to put structure around it, we want to keep the SMART goals method in mind to be able to know that our goals are specific enough, that they're measurable, that they're attainable, that they're relevant and timely. And if they're not specific enough, then we kind of need to change. We kind of need to change things up a little bit. So the next thing we're going to do is learn about what I'm calling the ghost system. when you're, I did this with my son, and I said, when your goals are hard and you can't figure it out, what do you do? Ghost system. So the ghost system, other than it having a really funky name, is just a way of being able to figure out and get a better handle on what exactly you're trying to achieve. So the G stands for the goal itself. It identifies what the goal is, which is what you're going to try to achieve. The objective is the what. What is it that you're actually going to do and how you're going to do it? And usually the what is linked to the SMART goals system, right? And then I always do action, because we could sit here and daydream about 2028, but if we don't actually take action and do set out a path to doing what it is that we said we were going to do, we're going to be in big trouble, right? The next is the strategy. Now, we hear the word strategy all the time, and the strategy is just really how you're going to accomplish your goals, right? So you have a goal, but how are you going to do it? And the how really is the strategy, but in a much more general way. The tactics, and we hear tactics a lot. It's like a very businessy word, but essentially it means how specifically are you going to achieve the things that you want to achieve? If that sounds really kind of vague, don't worry. And if it's time to yawn right now. Now is a good time to yawn or take those deep breaths, because there's a framework that I created for the ghost system to help you put in your goal and walk it through all of the these different layers. So you want to identify the goal, which we kind of have identified. Now we want to talk about the objective, which is, you know, the SMART goals that are assigned to that, to the objective. We want to talk about the strategy in general. How are we going to get this thing done? And then the tactics specifically, how are we going to get this thing done? Because when you have a big goal, when you have a strategy, you need to have the goal for the future. But then what we will do in a little bit is walk back to think about how are we going to make this more actionable for 2023, right? So the next slide is coming up. I'm giving you all access to this sheet right here. I believe you all should get access to it, and you could just save it into your Google Drive and then use it in the system and plug your own things in. And so for the ghost system, what I put in are some examples. And I love to use the idea of traveling. So let's say you want to travel, go ahead and make a copy. So if you go file, you'll then be able to save as or make a copy and then save it to your own Google Drive. So for the goal system, it's nice to know what goal you're trying to achieve. So let's say we want to travel to New York, and we know we want to travel to New York. What's our objective? How are we going to get to New York? And what's the trip going to look like? So the trip is going to be a road trip. We're not going to fly. We're going to decide to do a road trip. And not only are we doing a road trip, we're going to do the road trip in 3 days. And we also know that we are going to visit these specific places. We're going to go to the Met. We're going to visit the New York Public Library. We're going to the Empire State Building. To dream that we're going to do all of this is great, but if there's no action, ain't nothing going to happen, right? So if you're going to go to New York, how are you going to get there? You've decided you're going to do a road trip. The next thing is, you have a car? Well, yes. If you don't have a car, you could rent a car. So you rent a car, and then you find the strategy is you rent a car and you find the next road trip to New York. Now, notice the strategy is very it's very general. It doesn't have to be very specific, because the tactics is how we get more specificity. So the tactics in this case is, how specifically are we going to get to New York? Okay, we're going to drive 265 miles per day. So notice per day. So we've already broken it down into how can we do it each day? What is it that we're going to do to drive towards our dream destination, which is New York? So we're going to drive 265 miles. We're going to book a hotel. And these are getting into the specifics when we arrive for going to New York. We're going to also pre-book fast track tickets to the Empire State Buildings, and we're going to make restaurant reservations. So the tactics are just really all the specificity that you put towards a goal. I put some other examples in there, which is, you know, for example, you were to book your dream clients, you know, how do you end up booking your dream clients? If that's the goal that you have, how are you going to go about it? And your objective is to think about the SMART goals to be more specific about it. So if you're going to book your 10, if you're going to book your dream clients, how many, well, what does that look like? You want to book 10 dream clients this year and 10 dream jobs. And how are you going to, now we go into the action, and the action is how you're going to focus your efforts to actually achieve this. More generally, you're going to focus your efforts on marketing and on being top of mind to your dream clients. And then the tactics are the specifics. You're going to identify who those dream clients are. You're going to focus on marketing, both direct marketing, emails, face-to-face. You're going to have creative meetings with producers. And then not only that, but you're also going to create a new portfolio to attract those green clients. How are we feeling about this system? Do we have any questions before we move on? What I would love for you to do is we're not going to get the time to do it today. So the idea is that you're going to download this, and then on the bottom, it says your goals and your strategy, right? So the goal is to put your goals under the goal section, and then for you to work, what are some of the objectives that will go along with those goals? And then start thinking, what is the action that you're going to take? And the action will bring you to the general how you're going to do it and to the specifics of how you're going to do it. And those specifics will help bring you to 2023. And all of this sounds like it's really working for, it's all about working backwards, really. So you're working backwards to and keeping your main themes and your main goals in mind, and you work backwards towards 2023 so that you can start implementing. What do you need to do in a month? What do you need to do per month? What do you need to do per week? And what do you need to do per day to make strides towards your 2028 goal? So we always break it up in chunks because we can only focus, I don't know about you, but I can only focus on 1 week at a time. I use this matrix, the ghost matrix that I shared with you. And the only thing I do is I change it and I put a date near it and I'll say, okay, so in this week, this is what I'm going to do to get towards my goal. And then per day, I put in the action. So I have weekly actions, and then I have daily actions to get towards that goal. All right. So we are getting to what does success look like? So it's a really important one, everyone, because we're thinking really big. But we haven't thought about how we're going to feel. We kind of thought about how we're going to feel because we visited our future self, and our future self is really successful and is really is living the life and is really pleased and happy and has shared the three things that they did to get to the position where they are now. But it's really important as well to start thinking about what does success look like for you? What are your wins? What are some of the wins that you want to see? And I would encourage you to definitely note that, put that in your notebook. So that way, once we get off this call, you'll have that in mind so that you will be working toward having your success, what the success looks like. Because we can have a goal, let's say for going to New York. The goal is to go towards New York City. But what does a really good trip, what does a good day in New York City look like? You know, it's really important to think about like how you want to feel towards the end. Do we have any more questions?
We've got some good comments. We've got some good comments in the chat. Regina was saying they really like the ghost system. Sorry, goat. not seen goals broken down this way before. I can see the tactics portion is working for me as I plan. I totally agree with that. That's a great Google Doc. Thanks for sharing that, Martine. And Christina was sharing to Tracy, and I think I'm going to take note of this as well. The exercise to visualize your future self that has achieved your goals. Then by looking backwards from the perspective of the future self, again, Martine said, this is sort of high level stuff. So if your brain is exploding, then you're doing it right, right, Martine? A little bit. But to have an objective viewpoint, a positive viewpoint, sort of float above yourself, unburdened by the emotions and fear. So thanks for rephrasing that, Christina. Hope that helps, Tracy. I know it certainly helped me as well.
And everyone, let me see if I can pull it up. It is, I sent a priming email, and I think not all of us have seen it. I sent a priming email, and priming emails, before you even get into doing a strategic plan, again, it's important to start where you are and understand what you are trying to, where you are, what you're trying to achieve way before you start on the process of doing the strategic plan. And again, this usually takes days and we're doing it in an hour and a half. So I think I put that link in the chat It might be good to revisit that link. Let me pull it up. It's somewhere. So we'll be coming back, everyone. And I didn't talk as much about the pivot, which is, I think I didn't cover it as much in the slide I had in my notes. In my notes, I didn't read it out. I'm sorry. Okay, so we talked about the reason why I came up with the ghost system is the action part. The action part is the most important part because you have to make a decision to vote with everything that you do for your future self. So in sending, even if you don't feel like it and you want to send that an email or a newsletter to your email list, that's a decision that you're making for your future self in the benefit to the benefit of your future self to get those dream clients that you may or that you may want to get. And as you go through the system too, and it's important to be hyper-focused. And one of the reasons why I ask for you to come up with only three goals is because we are all busy individuals. There's a lot going on in the world, and keeping things simple is really important because with three things, you can focus on three things. Any more than that, you tend to fall off. There was a great book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown, which talks about just focusing on the things that are important, the things that are very important to get you to where you're going. So it's also, as you're doing this process, it's important to think about what you need to give up in order to focus. Who do you need to become in order to achieve the goals that you want to achieve? Because the reality is, if you want to achieve greatness, you're not going to get it from where you are. You have to continuously improve and become a better version of yourself in order to get there. And then you have to think about the habits you need to develop in order to do that. And in terms of the quarterly check-ins, it's really important to do the quarterly check-ins, and we're going to be doing them together with the it's important to revisit what you've set out to do. And obviously from here, we're sending you off to do the strategic plan. You need to revisit it because you need to revisit it so you could see what is working, what is not working. What do you need to change? Do you need to level up? Do you need to hire an assistant? Are you taking on too much? Are you in a point in your life where things are a little bit tough and you can't achieve more than you set out to achieve? I know that, for example, for me, when my son was just 2 years old or a baby, there were things I just couldn't do. I was constrained. And I know that some of you have kids who are going to college and you have to focus on getting them out of the house. We're all in different parts in our lives, so we can only do what we can do. And it's important for you to be honest with yourself so that you can honor where you are in your life.
Martine, thank you again, everybody. Thank you for joining in. And look at us at 7:30. Boom, we did it. Martine, you're a rock star. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much for coming, everyone.